Title 42, the regulation that has kept asylum-seeking migrants on the other side of the border during the pandemic, is set to end Monday if a federal judge doesn't extend it today. Joining us is Cochise County Sheriff Mark Danels to talk about what could happen on Monday. And Sheriff, thanks for getting up early with us. What is your biggest fear? Is it simply that the mass of people expected? Is it drug smugglers mixing in with the masses? Is it human smuggling violence rising? What's your biggest fear?
Well, good morning, Jim. And it's a collective thought, a collective in the fact that we don't know. What we know is what we're seeing, and that is the crisis on our border. And I'll say this, in my county, southeast corner of the state, Tucson sector, we've seen the gotaways. These are thousands coming across our border that are being smuggled by the cartels. You go east and west of me, we have the give-ups in those areas, and they have their crime up too. We're seeing it all. What we're not seeing is this administration, President Biden, Secretary Mayorkas, working directly with communities down here to say, hey, this is what we should be doing. We don't have the resources in my county. So the only thing I can say to you, this, Jim, is we're going to keep doing what we can do, and that's the best we can do. And we have no engagement by this administration, and that's where the problem lies.
We are talking to Cochise County Sheriff Mark Danels. So, Sheriff, I saw this morning that El Paso is preparing to declare a state of emergency ahead of Title 42 expiring. What kind of preparations are you making in Cochise County?
Well, last I received, and that was about 2 days ago through one of our county contacts, is, A, we don't have the resources. I knew that. Number two is having other counties, other governments come, and these are state and local governments, come to Cochise County to transport them out of here to where they can get the viable resources. Once again, it's the state of Arizona and locals, sheriffs, mayors, governors, state legislative folks, trying to solve a federal issue, and that is a border issue. And that's where the frustration lies. But I'll say this to you, Jamie. We have failed to prioritize our southern border. As a result, we have an open border. We truly have a welcoming sign with an open border. They've made Cochise County a doormat down here, which is scary in so many ways when you look at public safety, national security. And let's never forget the humanitarian that's going on to these people that are trying to cross our border.
Yeah, no, it's a really frightening journey. And I think a lot of people here in the Valley feel like, you know, this is a faraway problem. After all, your sheriff's headquarters, which I've been to, is a good 3.5 hour drive from my house. What would you tell people here, though, are the spillover effects for Arizona cities like us?
Well, the first thing we got to go to, and I think it's the most prevalent, is the drugs. I mean, you look at the amount of drugs, 90 to 95% of all the illicit drugs in this country come through the southern border. These are going to communities, not just in Cochise County, but throughout the United States, Phoenix, Tucson, Mesa, you name it. And they're killing 300 people a day. Look at the fentanyl crisis in this country that is killing Americans. And we're failing not even to talk about that. The war on drugs has to be discussed again in every community, every family, and every school. But we're avoiding that, too. And that's a direct result of having an open border.
We're talking with Mark Danels, the sheriff of Cochise County. And just one last question here. It's a brief one. You said you don't have the resources to handle what's going on at the border. So I don't imagine you could hire a big highfalutin attorney to tell you if you think this federal judge will extend Title 42 today. But what are your thoughts on that?
I have no idea. I've seen judicial go both sides when it comes to Title 42. But I got to leave you with this, though, Jim. I think it's really important. This is where the frustration lies for border sheriffs, border communities, is the fact that CDC is coming out saying that we need masks back on public transportation, i.e. airplanes. But let's go ahead and get rid of it on the border. Once again, we're left where the tail of America right now, we're being left in so many ways. It's like the forgotten border down here, and we're part of America. So with that statement said, we're going to do everything we can again to protect this county, protect this state and this country, whether this administration is engaged or not.